Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
You're listening a podcast by the Greek Language Program of SBS Radio. This is Pano Apostolou. Today we will have a chat with young Greek-Australian artist Peter Kara. The last few years, Peter has been involved in the Australian music industry. He is a singer. Peter, welcome to the Greek program.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor. I appreciate it.
So, Peter, I would like to start with the following. You're coming from a diverse background. Both your parents are Greeks. You grew up in Melbourne, where the Greek community, as we know, is thriving. How important were these two factors to your decision to create music, to make music?
I've always been surrounded by Greek music. You know, my parents would play it in the house, at parties, at events, in the car. It's been a beautiful and a special part of my upbringing. Growing up, I'd go to Greek school every Saturday. My family and I would go to Greek events. So it's definitely something that's very close to my heart and means a lot to me, and especially means a lot to my parents and my grandparents. In Australia, we're very lucky where a lot of our cultures and our diverse cultures, not only Greek, but mm-hmm. other cultures are embraced and accepted and celebrated. But I definitely think that COVID, for example, it hasn't allowed us to be able to go overseas and and learn more from our cultures. Like for me, I haven't been able to go to Greece. No one's been able to go to Greece because of COVID. So I think it's definitely been a challenge in that regard for us to be able to to explore our cultures and learn more about them.
Your new song was recently released. The title is Where Did You Go? I was surprised when I heard some Greek lyrics at the beginning of the song. Can you tell me what are these words?
When I first actually created this song, almost 2 years ago now, so it's been a long work in progress, the song was actually completely in English. There wasn't any Greek incorporated into it. But 6 months after writing it, my producer, Jared Rogers, and we revisited the song, and we felt like it needed something, like the song wasn't complete. So we had the great idea to incorporate Greek into it. So I went home, I sat with mum and dad, and we started coming up with all of these lyrics. And once we had re-recorded the song with the Greek, it felt right. It felt elevated. It felt like it fit. So the song starts off, it's the first verse. It starts off with, Ήρθες και έφυγες πριν να το καταλάβω, πόσο σ' αγάπησα, μόνο εγώ το ξέρω. Which translates to, you came and then you left before I could realize just how much I loved you, now only I will know. So it's a song about realizing your love for someone, but it being too late and it's driving you crazy.
That's not your first song that has been recorded by you. You've done some work in the past few years, correct, Peter?
Yes, I released my first debut single just over a year ago, called You're the One, Y-T-O. That one was completely English. It was, you know, my debut into the music industry. And with COVID, there were a few delays with being able to follow that up with more songs. But now that we're out of COVID, I was able to release Where Did You Go only a few weeks ago. And I'm excited to keep the ball rolling and release more songs.
Beautiful. You're doing your first steps in the music. Can you tell me how difficult and how complicated were these steps for you? And I'm sure you have done some sacrifices in order to spend as much time as you can in what you love most. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%. The music industry in general, all around the world, it's very competitive. But it's especially competitive here in Australia. And the opportunities are somewhat limited compared to places like Europe or America. So in Australia, you have to work harder and you have to be very strategic with how you position yourself as an artist. You have to be completely authentic. You need to make sure that you're staying true to who you are as an artist and to make sure that you're not trying to be like someone else because there's only one of you. And I feel like that's a really important aspect to being an artist, but also being yourself and being an individual and a person. The industry, it's so crowded, Bunwa, and it's so polluted with so many people releasing music that it's really important to stand out from the crowd. And I feel like being an Australian artist and incorporating my Greek heritage into my music, it's given me that opportunity to bring something new and bring something different to the table. And because of the competitiveness here in Australia, there are sacrifices that have to be made to really try and break through into the music industry. Being creative, songwriting, coming up with new concepts, it can be very draining and very taxing on the mind. Mm-hmm. So you need to be prepared for that, and you need to, you know, sometimes step back and give yourself the time to almost like recalibrate and refocus mm-hmm. your energy.
And also financially also is a very expensive sport.
Because
exactly. You need to have a lot of people and producers and musicians around you, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You have to invest a lot of time and a lot of money. If you want to have a production that looks really professional and really high caliber, obviously you have to spend a bit more. So it's not only creating the music, it's the photos that you take, the photographers, the videographers, the cinematic part of being an artist. It all adds up and it's really expensive. Mm-hmm. So that's another sacrifice that you really have to think about when doing these kinds of things.
Any plans for 2022?
A lot more songs coming out, and a few of them do have Greek in them. So I'm very excited to be able to share that. Mm-hmm. And to grow my audience, the Australian audience, but also the Australian Greek audience, people like myself, third generation, second generation, just being able to share that beautiful part of our culture. Because, you know, Bunwa, the Greek language is so beautiful and it's so special. And sometimes it's impossible to be able to translate Greek into English. It just doesn't make sense, just because of how special it is. And to be able to incorporate that into my artistry is something that I'm very excited about and very grateful for. So I'm very excited for next year.
Peter Kara, thank you so much. And we wish you all the best for next year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It was an interview with Greek-Australian musician and singer Peter Kara.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.